Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How are you doing this morning? One more day of following through. Awesome job with your ritual, your daily discipline to fill your mind with this stimulating thought to help you get clear on what you want and how you're going to get there. Thank you for listening to this Morning Connection podcast. Thank you for your sharing, liking, retweeting, comments, your emails. I really appreciate it. Gets me excited, gets me eager to get up every single morning and share my thoughts with you. You and I, two like-minded people who not only have a passion for bodybuilding, fitness, training, exercise, looking good, feeling good, but we also have that passion to get more out of life, to become the best that we can be, both inside and outside of the gym, and to create more options in life for ourselves. There's so many places on this internet that you can click and listen to a podcast or read a blog post, and you're taking the time to listen to me right here, right now, and I really appreciate that and take this really seriously. That's why I'm doing this every single day. Thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality and most effective bodybuilding supplement and sports nutrition line. Whether you want to build muscle, lose body fat, or just be healthy, I've got something for you in my Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition line. You can click the link at skiplacour.com and go right there to see the lineup. I've got videos. I explain what these supplements will do for you and what they won't do for you. You know, part of the reason why I'm here connecting with you in this manner, I'm helping both of us, you know, think about our goals, what we've set out to do, our thinking patterns. Are we taking the necessary action? Are we doing the things we need to do? Are we not doing the things that are getting in the way, that aren't a productive use of our time? Because all of that thinking is so important to your success in any area of life, but especially with your bodybuilding and training efforts. You know, if you don't have your thoughts organized, if you don't have a plan, if you're not mentally and emotionally strong, in addition to being physically strong, you're not going to get the results that you want. And all the great supplements that you invest in, you know, they're not going to work to their optimal capacity if you're not working to your optimal capacity. And that's a big reason why I connect with you in this manner during this more casual Morning Connection podcast, but also through my skiplacour.com website, my thread on bodybuilding.com, my YouTube videos, and all the tips that I give on Facebook, my Facebook page, facebook.com/SkipLaCour page. If you're listening to this on iTunes or on bodybuilding.com, check out the tips, feeding your mind with the information and inspiration that you need to reach your goals. So here we are at the beginning of the week. What kind of week are you going to have? Hey, let me ask you something. Do you play these games with yourself, these mind games with yourself, when you're doing something and you're not quite sure if you're taking a risk, whether you should do it or not, maybe a little edgy, pushing yourself, being a little bit bold, right? And so you do it and you have a little bit of a challenge. The person's not on the phone. They don't answer the phone. There's a little computer glitch. Whatever it is, there's some little minor challenge getting in your way, right? Do you use that as a sign to stop? Oh, that's a sign. Maybe I shouldn't do this. Maybe I shouldn't be so bold. Maybe I'm pushing it a little bit too far. That's a sign, right? Or do you take it as a sign? Oh, no, that's a sign to tell me what I'm doing is right. I really need to trust my instincts, and I'm being tested to see how persistent I am. Do I need to call 5 more times? Do I need to send another email? Do I need to log off on this computer to do this Facebook post because it won't post right now? It's out of service or whatever. Do you use those little setbacks, those little glitches as a sign to stop and rethink what you're doing? Or to use them as a sign that I better be persistent and try one more time or five more times if that's what it takes. You know, I always catch myself doing that. I was wondering if I'm the only one who thinks that way. It reminds me of a lot of people who, you know, I talk to or I see their Facebook post or, you know, when something doesn't go their way, they say, well, everything happens for a reason. And I always thought about that. Everything happens for a reason. Well, what if the reason is you're not very persistent or you haven't figured out the most intelligent approach to doing it? Why is it always when something doesn't work out, why is it everything happens for a reason and it's a good reason, it's a positive reason why something didn't work out? Maybe you need to rethink your strategy, rethink your approach, rethink everything. You know, I don't know. I always stop when someone gives me that everything happens for a reason. I don't interrupt them or give them an opposing point of view, but I'm always thinking, yeah, because you don't follow through, or that was a bad plan to begin with. That's why the bad thing happened to you. I don't know. Hey, let's go through our morning ritual. So what was that thing yesterday that you did that really impressed you? With all your high standards, however hard you push yourself, no matter what you've accomplished in the past, all the great things, what's that one thing that you did yesterday that you pushed yourself a little bit past what you would have thought you would have done? All right, what was that one thing that impressed even you? And then, what was that cool moment? Not necessarily an accomplishment or an achievement, but just when you said, wow, life is good. Man, this is all working out. Man, I've got great people in my life. Man, I live in a great part of the world. What was it for you, that cool moment? All right. And then, what's that thing in life that you really want? If you couldn't fail, if everything worked out, if you were to dare to dream, right? Where's that place you want to visit, that thing you want to experience, that big achievement, that big accomplishment, that awesome relationship? What is that for you? Where is that place that you want to be? Visualize that. Take a moment to visualize that right now. And realize that, you know, here we are on podcast number 71. Of your ritual, your morning connection podcast ritual. Here we are at 71. By 100, this vision that you have in your mind is going to get more and more clear. And when it becomes more and more clear, you know, when things become real, right? That's when you work backwards and you find the strategies to make that happen. Right? So what is that thing that you really want? Really take a moment. And I'm doing that with you right now. My big, ambitious thing that I really want. All right. So here we are, Monday, beginning of a new week. I've got to tell you is that, you know, a couple days ago on this Morning Connection podcast, I talked about how pumped up I was about that I had worked really hard. I accomplished, attacked a lot of things that maybe I was procrastinating on because it took a whole new skill set that I wasn't all that familiar with, you know, those things, and stepped up, got it done, a lot of pressing things, and that alleviated a lot of stress that I had, a lot of pressure to get things done. I was kind of happy with that. And at the same time, I said, well, you know what, now is the time to pour it on all those extra things, maybe those things that aren't so pressing. And I even said, well, these are the times that really show how committed you are, how disciplined you are. They show you what you're really made of when you have to create the sense of urgency in your mind. There's no manufactured deadlines from other people. It's that success is how you can create that sense of urgency, even when maybe there isn't for other people, right? And I got to tell you, man, so I was already, I know it's the weekend, but I'm just in this mode where I got to get stuff done. Really willing to postpone some of the, you know, the everyday more casual, fun things in life. I'm at a point where, you know, I'm willing to have that imbalance for a while for the greater good in the end. And I gotta say, I didn't pour it on the way that I wanted. I did work all weekend, but I was doing more of the maintenance things. So I gotta improve all that. I really do believe that. And more I think about it, and I just look back, man, on my life, the things I've accomplished, the things that, I haven't done so well at. Man, it's two things. One is, how clear did I have the vision in my mind of what it is I said that I wanted? How often did I think about that every single day, if I did think about it every single day? And then why was it important to me? On a scale from 1 to 10, was it really, really important for me? You know, did I create that sense of urgency where it must get done, not because somebody else told me to do it, not because I had somebody breathing down my neck, not because if I didn't do it, something horrible would happen to me, just because in my own mind, it became the most important thing in the world to me. And I always get to look back on my bodybuilding career, you know, how much pressure I put on myself to follow through, to become the best I could be on that one contest day. For whatever reason, I convinced myself that was the most important thing in the world, and I must do well. You know, I can look back now and say, wow, that was manufactured in my own mind. Did I have to win 6 national bodybuilding championships? Of course, I didn't have to, but for whatever reason, that was the most important thing in the world. And it's always my measuring stick every time I say that I want to do something. Do I have that same sense of urgency? Did I convince myself of the matter? This is the most important thing in the world when I have something that I'm not progressing at, like I say that I want to. And, you know, every single time, it's a flat out no. So I got to do this gut check. I got to be honest with myself. And then manufacture all these reasons why. And, you know, one thing that I've talked to my wife about, and I know it for with me, sometimes you just got to go back and you got to sharpen the saw. Sharpen the saw. You got to really visualize and write out all the reasons. You know, if you're a person who's visual, put up pictures, you got to just remind yourself of what you want. You got to manufacture that hunger in your mind, because not everything is going to, you know, be as important to you as other things. Yet you know you need to do it. You got to manufacture in your mind, manipulate your mind in every way. And we got to step back. We got to do that. We've worked extremely hard over the last couple of years, my wife and I, putting, you know, our dream life together. And, you know, but we're at this point now where we're in the groove, you know, working hard, doing, you know, what we set out to do, and we have to take everything up to a higher level now. Now that the things that were maybe more challenging, things we needed to get into the groove, you know, we've got those things down now. And it took a lot of work and a lot of focus, a lot of planning to get to the point that we are now. And now the things, now that we're in the routine, now the things that were once just goals, the things that weren't quite patterns, now that they are, I mean, we have to just, again, it's manipulating our mind to that much, much higher level like we did before. And, you know, taking a day or a week to get really clear on those things, I already know that is the formula, that's the strategy that we need to do to getting that whole new person. We become whole new people with an entirely new set of actions and thoughts every single day because of the new bullseye that we set up. We got to get out of, you know, the pattern of thinking and doing that was really good a couple years ago, something to aspire to a couple years ago. We got that down now. Now it's time to create those crazy goals that, you know, make you think, how the hell are we going to make that happen, you know, and really see it, because that's going to change how we think and we act and what we aspire to every single day. So I gotta get on that, you know. I definitely don't want to come report to you on this podcast and say, wow, man, this was the time where I could have poured it on. I could have got even further ahead, but I kind of took it easy because guess what? I wasn't really clear on what it is that I wanted and what I could do with all this time. So I kind of wasted it all. I kind of went through the motions. I went through the day-to-day routine. Can you guys relate to what I'm saying there? Do you guys think about all this stuff too? Last thing you want to do, and this is something I think about, like mass machine nutrition, where, you know, all my thoughts, all my actions are put into this company. I mean, it's totally consuming of my thoughts, my actions, my resources, right? And I think about, you know, this was something that, you know, I trademarked the name. It was my plan. I took the initial action on it probably 8 years before I actually started on the process. 8 years before. Now, I was a competitive bodybuilder at that time, so it was, you know, I was still winning national championships, still working hard every single day with the working out and posting and the articles and all those type of things. But I look back and, you know, those might have been for my big picture in life, even though they were great accomplishments, those were more peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. You know, at a certain point, I probably didn't need to keep on competing. I'm glad that I did. I accomplished a lot of things. But if I really, you know, look back and I really was honest with myself, it was like I'm talking about, like right now, it was just, I knew what to do. That was a very ambitious goal at the time, before I accomplished those things, getting myself to do those things, to achieve at that level, to have that kind of discipline, to be successful at competing. That was once a very ambitious goal. But then after a while, I didn't really get the next steps clear enough, right? And so I kept on doing the same thing where if I really were to be honest with myself, I didn't know what to do next yet. That's number one. I didn't know the steps. It would have been a whole new skill set at that time. Obviously, it would have been a whole new skill set. Taking on more stress at that time. And it was easier. And I wasn't sold on myself. I wasn't, you know, confident of, if I knew what it took, did I have what it takes, you know, I wasn't really clear on that, didn't sell myself on I must do it now. I didn't create that sense of urgency. So I started the process, but I just kept on doing the same thing that I already knew how to do, my little comfort zone, right? My peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Again, now, I don't think that those were peanut butter and jelly sandwiches before I accomplished them, you know, all the contests and that whole pattern that I was in. All right, that was an ambitious goal at one point in time, right? But, you know, after a while, it just became something that I knew what to do, made me feel good, and I didn't have to go into the great unknown. I can stay in my patterns and feel good and accomplish, even though that wasn't leading me into my long-range goal, right? It felt good, it felt comfortable, and then I was in that pattern like for 8 years from when I originally set that goal. I even started in the process, right? And that's time you can't get back. And so that's kind of what I'm saying is that, you know, you don't want to wake up later and say, wow, you know, I didn't sell myself. I didn't have that sense of urgency. I should have been doing this 5 years before, 8 years before, 5 months before. Right? And then I guess, you know, I can always say, well, you know, everything happens for a reason, right? Yeah, the reason was, is because I didn't sell myself. It was because I didn't know what to do. It's because I didn't go forward when I had that fear of the unknown. I wasn't willing to take the risk. Maybe that was the reason why. Everything happens for a reason. Well, I guess The one thing why it happened that way, maybe the reason is because I have a great story to tell on my Morning Connection podcast, right? That I can learn from, you can learn from, who knows, all right? Hey, so that's our Morning Connection for this morning. Kind of keeping a little short right now, all right? Let's jump into this week. Let's get on it, right? Let's face those fears. Let's do those things, what we need to do, and have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.